The Sonoff SNZB03 is a tiny, only 40 by 35 by 28mm PIR sensor that is compatible with Home Assistant via, among other things, Zigbee 2 MQTT. It is available to buy for around 40 to 50 pounds, depending on whether you order from China or our country. It is powered by a tiny CR2550. 3-volt battery. Properly configured, it is capable of triggering various automations, such as turning on a light when movement is detected. In addition to the sensor, we get a strip of 3M double-sided tape for mounting. There is also an instruction manual, with however, I will skip the pairing with the manufacturer's gateway and give it a go with HA straight away. Pairing with Home Assistant. Pairing with Home Assistant. I have Home Assistant set up according to a theme from a few years ago, but obviously updated. Home Assistant tutorial. Setup, Wi-Fi, NQTT, Zigbee, Tasmota. Zigbee 2 MQTT, I also updated. How do I update Zigbee 2 MQTT Home Assistant to the latest version? Unsupported device? If you need to, reset the device as instructed. At HA, make sure pairing is enabled. The sensor should appear in our panel. The sensor provides an occupancy status, i.e., detection of movement, which is cleared after 60 seconds. In addition to this, we have the battery status. By percentage, there is a separate low battery warning, tamper, and connection quality. The tamper, in turn, determines whether someone has taken down the sensor, and its implementation depends on the device. A PIR paired in this way can already trigger events. Home Assistant, how to trigger an event with a PIR sensor. Zigbee and Wi-Fi, lighting up Home Assistant, how to trigger an event with a PIR sensor. Interior of SNZB03. For educational purposes only, we take a look inside. The sensor is based on the CC2530. As are brother products, including the SNZB04, door window opening sensor. The CC2530 is a Zigbee 2.6 compliant SoC solution, offering 256 kilobytes of flash memory, 8 kilobytes of RAM, and 21 GPIOs, including a 12-bit 8-channel ADC, 2 SPI, UART, and 4 timers. Summary, seamless pairing. You can go straight to scripting the automation. I guess the only thing to keep in mind is that this sensor doesn't extend the range of our Zigbee network, as it is a battery-powered device, but that shouldn't cause us any problems. I have already shown an example of an automation done based on this sensor. Home Assistant. How to trigger an event with a PIR sensor. Zigbee and Wi-Fi, lighting up. For my part, that's it. And what PIR-based automations would you guys create?